And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's November the 12th, 2010. The birthday of the literary critic Roland Barthes, born in Cherbourg, France in 1915, suffered from tuberculosis as a young man, wanted to become a professor, but he couldn't. He had to spend time in sanitariums, couldn't hold down a teaching job. So he started to support himself by writing short essays about popular culture. And Roland Barthes was one of the first critics to apply literary theory to things like movies, burlesque, toys, wrestling matches. It's the birthday of novelist Catherine Webber, born New York City, 1955, author of The Little Women, a retelling of Louisa May Alcott's classic, and Triangle, about the Triangle shirtwaist factory fire in New York in 1911. And it's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, born in New York City, 1945, author of many nonfiction books. In his freshman year in college, he discovered Hemingway, and he read just about everything Hemingway ever wrote. He said, "I decided to become a writer. I wanted to be a romantic figure like Hemingway. He introduced me to the idea of the writer as himself a hero. Once you'd performed heroic deeds, or for the time being imagined yourself performing them, you just told your story in declarative sentences strung out with a lot of ands. Crisp dialogue, as elliptical as possible, a hero never confessed to his wounds." He graduated from Harvard, went off to fight in Vietnam, came back, wrote his first book, The Road to Yuba City, a first-person account of a murder case. It was not successful. He spent 5 years writing nonfiction articles for The Atlantic Monthly and found his writing voice, which he said was the voice of a person who was informed, fair-minded, and always temperate, the voice not of a person I was, but of the person I wanted to be. His second book came out in 1981, a story of engineers racing to design new computers. It was called The Soul of a New Machine, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. He wrote a book about constructing a house. He wrote one about a fifth-grade teacher and her class, for which he took 10,000 pages of notes. His most recent book came out last year called Strength in What Remains, about a young Tutsi student who survived the genocide in Burundi and Rwanda and arrived in New York City with $200 in his pocket and 2 years later enrolled in an Ivy League university. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, November 1967. Dr. Zhivago was playing at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. That afternoon, we went into Russia. And when we came out, the snow was falling, the same snow that fell in Moscow. The sky had turned black velvet. We'd been through the revolution and the frozen winters. In the Chevy, we waited for the heater to melt ice on the windshield, clapping our hands to keep warm. On the highway, these two things, a song from Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and that semi-truck careening by. Now I travel through the dark without you, and sometimes I turn up the radio, hopeful the way you were, no matter what. November 1967, a poem by Joyce Sutphen, from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.